Korea, testing. Testing, Korea, testing. Good evening, Mary. This is 11 July. This is your old man at the 121 Evacuation Hospital, Yeongdong-po, Korea. This is Sunday evening, and we've had a very lovely day here for a change. We are in the midst of our rainy season right now, and the rivers are rising. We've had quite a bit of rain, and no heavy rains, just steady downpours now and then, and the rivers are gradually rising, but today it was a very beautiful day. I don't have much news or any letters to answer. I've sent you that Bronze Star and also the book on Korea culture that I've promised you several months ago. I got that off today. So you've gotten some packages. Now to tell you a little bit about this place. This is south of Seoul, Korea, on the other side of the river. We are south of the Han River just a little bit. That's the right side of the river. The hospital is in the main hospital is in a bombed out, knocked out industrial school building. We have Quonsets for all our quarters, except the field grade officers. We have a permanent building, and it's quite an elaborate setup for this part of the country. We carry around 280 to 310, 15 patients permanently in the house, and do quite a bit of outpatient treatment. I believe we even do more here than they did at Percy Jones, if that's possible. We have a big athletic field here, nice helicopter landing strip that brings patients in from all over North Korea, the patients that need emergency surgery and things like that, they bring them in. They brought one in just this afternoon about 3 o'clock that a soldier was shot by a guard. He was a colored soldier arguing with a guard, and the guard shot him either accidentally or some other way, I don't know. There really isn't too much to tell you about this doggone place. I've told you about all there is. There isn't much. I haven't been down to Seoul yet. There's actually nothing to go over there for. And there isn't anything to buy unless you buy it in the PX. And that is stuff that's made in Japan. Now, on that recording that you all made, Kurt said he was going to send a list of stuff he wanted to get, but you can't get anything over here. It might be that I could get a couple days leave in Japan before I get back to pick up a few things there that I would like to get that I missed the other time. And that's about the only reason I would want to go over there. We're entitled to go on R&R over there. That's rest and recuperation leave of a week every 4 months. But I've been over here over 8 months yet and haven't been able to go. Due to the Indochina situation, there's not too many planes available for transporting people from here to Japan. So the number that can go at any one time is limited. We only get... We get very few drops for our people here at the hospital. And as a result, since we have over 500 working here, the when it comes your time to go, why, you're long past due. I enjoyed that that reel you all made there very much. Of course, the singing is, the machine wasn't adjusted too well, and you could tell it was singing and hear all the voices, different people that were there. Of course, the kids hollering as usual. Yesterday I received a letter that you had sent up to Ninth Corps. They forwarded it down. It's dated the 3rd of June, so I got it over a month later. That's the way your mail gets fouled up sometimes. Now, I haven't heard yet when I'm leaving to go back to the States, but I expect to hear almost any day. There's two of us here got caught on that thing. There's a major that got caught overage. He's over 53, so they're going to relieve him from active duty. He doesn't have 20 years yet, so I assume he'll have to go back in as a master sergeant, and stay until he gets 24, he can retire. Of course, I'm getting a bounce for having over 28 years service. Apparently, this government contract only works one way. They extended my category till 1957, then turn around and kick you out before the category's up. It seems to work all in the government's favor. Well, we had big doings here yesterday at the hospital. I'll tell you a little bit about it on the other part of this reel. Don't turn it over, or don't play it back. Just turn it over and keep on going. I don't know, you might hear some of the little birds out here twittering. I'm down in the office tonight, not up in the room. It's real quiet down here. There's nobody on duty but the charge of quarters out front. Now, that'll be about all for right now. And I'll tell you a little bit about this show and the other part of the reel. So I'll say so long for this part, and continue over.